is Record Store Day. That means that it's a good time to head to your local record store to check out the selection for some deals. The Jackson 5's second album, ABC, from 1970, will be available on vinyl. For more on what is behind the boom and interest in vinyl records recently, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jeffrey DeLeo, professor of English and philosophy at the University of Houston, Victoria, who wrote a book about vinyl records and critical theory called Vinyl Theory. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Record Store Day, for those who maybe haven't caught on yet, what does that mean?
Yeah, it was inaugurated in 2008. And kind of at the height of the new digital boom, around the time that digital books and digital music was growing in influence, and it was just to celebrate independently owned record stores as more than just places to buy music, but places of community for musicians and other music lovers to dialogue and meet with others. You'd also hear live performances there and capture all the new releases. And yeah, it's been going on strong ever since.
I feel like I've gotten to cover it a few years over the past, you know, decade or so. And it seems like every year we're talking about how vinyl is back. How long has vinyl been back for? And when was it really kind of gone, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there was a very dark period for dark vinyl, really from like 95 to 2005. Vinyl records, particularly albums, were dead in the water. Less than half a million were sold. Stores were closing, and really a lack of interest. And really around 2006, there was a slight uptick. And by the time Record Store Day started in 2008, this boom began, and it's been precipitous. Last 16 years, record sales of albums has increased 45-fold this past year alone. Something like 42 million albums were sold, and that's about a 20 million increase just over a two-year period. So, it's very recent history.
And what about the pandemic? I know it's been hard on everyone. Do you have a sense of how record stores weathered the pandemic?
Yeah, that's interesting. My sense is, and my knowledge is, that a lot of them have closed, these independent stores in particular, just not able to survive, or they've gone online and used Discogs and other sources to peddle their vinyl. But the during this period, like I said, the past 2 years have just been this huge boom for vinyl record sales. And I think it's just people hunkering down and wanting to capture that live experience that a vinyl record is unparalleled at reproducing.
Yeah. Lastly, just describe that for our listeners, if maybe they haven't listened to one since they maybe got their first one. What are they missing out on?
Yeah, I think, you know, what people tend to forget is that vinyl records are fairly recent invention, you know, about 100 years old. And before that period, there really was not recorded sound. And as a theorist would say, and as the ancients said, that, you know, it was only the gods that could capture recorded sound. And then Edison comes along, and these vinyl records, these wax cylinders, started to reproduce it. And it actually took quite a bit to convince people that this was something they should pay attention to. They were still kind of freaked out by the whole idea of someone not being there yet, having a sense of authenticity in their voice, and the magic of a record creates that illusion of a voice, of authenticity, of live performance like nothing else.
That is so cool. Record Store Day tomorrow. Go check it out. That is Jeffrey DeLeo, professor of English and philosophy at the University of Houston, Victoria, who wrote a book about vinyl records and critical theory called Vinyl Theory.